to the Blunt Show. Welcome to the Blunt Show. Always got one role. The place where you get to hear them things that you weren't told. The space where you get to hear them stories that them unfold. Open to your views and your comments.
Show, my fan too.
What it is.
What it is. It's episode 3.
Number 3.
Of the Blunt Sheezy Blunt Show. My name is HCL. We rolling with?
My name is Abu Hamza, the original Dandada.
Hey, looking fucking fresh out here, dog.
You know what it is, dog. Shout out to DC Andrew. I see you, my nigga.
Hey, keep on your look clean, I feel.
Yeah.
Dog, how's your day, bro?
Hey, bro. Besides the 9 to 5, in fact, I'm all right, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Wena, how's your day?
Oh, bro, it was cool, dog. Taking the Dwana, you know, doing the dad shit. You know, because we good dads. We smoking good dads.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Where's the lighter?
Oh, shit.
Talking about smoking good dads, where's the lighter?
Petumenches, love.
Yeah, let's have Petumenches. Beast.
Hey, it's Petumenches. How's your weekend, bro?
Hey, dog. Hey, bitch. My weekend, let me see. I went to fetch my son.
Yeah?
Yeah, now he now goes to preschool.
Sure.
So now, like, I'm full time, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to me.
Shout out, yeah. I went to the expo, the cannabis expo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did some things, courtesy of Deeply Rooted, you know. Checked out like a couple of things, if it's about my days in the weed business. But yeah, bro, that's enough of us, bro. Who do we have today in the Blunt Show as our fucking guest? Who? No ma agazisho ne no ma simu shofes.
I know, but can the nigga say hello?
Oh.
Himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
City, hello.
Hey, show.
What's up, boy?
What up?
How you doing, man? Great, dog.
Kakulu, dog.
Fetsu. Yeah.
Always.
Thank you for coming through, Fetsu.
What up?
Taking your time out, Fetsu.
Anytime.
Who's a spawner, Fetsu, spare my life, shit like that. Bro, for people who don't know Ekai, bro, who is Beast? I know it's like so like obvious right now because you know it's just that it's like literally like a about to live under a rock or back to the left it's a good to upis to bani bra
peace to fit to maluswa and lovu
showcase
azalwa a polyclinic
yeah
raised ka f go
sure.
14
yeah
and then yeah grew up moved to town
yeah
the north pine town all over the show. But yeah, in a nutshell, my Lucifer is a rapper.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Businessman.
Showcase.
A father.
Yeah.
Brother, son.
I'm still gonna ask you about that
no.
shit. Yeah.
Actually, my name on WhatsApp is Regular Guy.
Sure.
So yeah, that's who I be besides like my profession.
Yeah.
I'm just a regular guy.
Showcase. Man. Yeah, bro. How did you get introduced, Fetsu, into like music and just even rap and hip hop? Because you've been into this shit like for a long ass time, dog, you know?
Yeah. I'm Fetsu. Yo, fine. Me and hip hop go way back.
Yeah.
I actually remember I went to Glen Ashley Primary.
Dude.
And
yeah, I remember that shit.
And yeah, shout out
to Kleneshki Primary.
Like in Kowukaki, and my pops would take me to school.
Yeah,
just Ice.
Sure,
was still a host on one of the bigger commercial radio stations.
Yeah,
and he, I actually remember him bumping Dead Prez.
Yeah,
it's bigger than him.
Yeah.
And at that time, I'm like, okay, sharp, yo. This thing got a vibe because my sister Umanu has always been into hip hop.
Sure.
She wasn't hardcore, but she used to bump hip hop. And like I'd love the rhyme schemes. And to me, it's always been interesting.
Sure.
My own father used to bump Keith Murray like it's nobody's business.
What?
So it's crazy, yeah. Hence, he's actually one of my biggest fans today. My pops bumps.
Oh, shout out to the pops, man.
It's a dates way back, and then gradually growing to senior primary.
Sure.
Now I'm deeply into it. Now I own an album or two
of
my own, you know.
Yeah.
And went to Northwood.
Yeah.
Started writing.
Yeah. Dude, I remember in Northwood, it felt like like Ludacris, you, you made me like get into like start fucking with Ludacris,
yeah.
Because the way you would recite Ingoma Zakhe, you know, stand up, bruh.
Yeah.
There was also another one, Fitz. I just forget which one, but bruh, that was like one of your favorite like shits, like chicken and beer. Yeah, sure. Yes, I look drunk. Yeah, yeah, I don't remember you'd fuck with that shit.
Incognito, all of that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, like my nigga, so Melusa, tell me, my G. The name Beast. How did that name come about? Who named you that? How did that name Beast come about?
Actually, a late friend of mine, Mlungisi Mthembu, also known as Maradona.
Sure.
He used to call me Busy the Beast.
Yeah.
Mm. And so when I came into the game, I was Busy the Beast. But now my issue is I was watching a sitcom, a local sitcom. And then this guy comes on, he's like, he's a rapper. And then he kicks the worst verse I've heard in my whole life. And then they ask him, bro, what's your name? I see, my name's BZ. I was like, fuck that shit. I'm not about to scramble with this guy for the snake. So, like, BZ fell off in the music space.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it just became Beast. Well, firstly, it was Lyrical Beast.
Lyrical Beast, okay.
Yeah. And then gradually, as I wanted to grow, I felt like it was boxing me in.
Yeah.
Mm. Then I became the 031 Beast.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Which worked out for me because then I had the city's backing.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Until I wanted to become national and ultimately international.
Yeah.
So it was tricky to just like confine my name to only my home city.
Yeah.
When in Nigeria, I want to represent the South.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In the States, I want to represent Africa, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't want to be that guy. So that's how it ended up as just Beast.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, like, my G, you as Hydro was saying, that you're not a newcomer, you've been in the game for such a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your mixtapes. Take us through them from the first one. You know, I know one of them, Global Warming.
Global Warming,
take us through them from the first one to current.
Global Warming, take a minute.
Tell us what you were going through.
Rock bottom, bro. Like, the mind state that you were going through, obviously.
Okay. And tell us which one gave you the break.
Yeah.
Which one do you think actually got people to recognize Beast?
Sure.
Okay, let me start it from the jump.
Yeah.
So in my high school life, I was writing, but wasn't rapping. I wasn't an artist. It was never my plan to be an artist. So I started, like, you know when a song ends, the outro beat?
Yeah.
Every time it gets to that, like, rhymes would start rushing into my head.
Yeah.
Until I started scripting them down.
Sure.
So UPK, Dro's cousin.
Oh, shout out to the cuz. Shout out to the K.
PK goes behind my back.
How let me do it. PK,
yeah, I went to state grade.
And he actually pays for studio time.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, dog, you need to record this stuff.
Yeah.
Because now we're going to ciphers and kicking verses and, like, there's a presence in the streets. Mm. So we work Kamaspala in the IT department.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so PK pays for studio time to record a whole mixtape, 16 tracks.
Shit.
So now I'm under pressure. I start writing a whole mixtape.
So you're working, nigga. So you're a working nigga. Kwamaspala in the IT department, both of you.
Yeah, both of us.
With Hydro's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this nigga just goes behind your back.
Behind your back.
Yeah.
And pays for studio time.
That's exactly what
he did. And he's like, okay, I've already paid for this thing, so nigga, let's...
You have to do it.
Yeah.
So when we record, the gents at the studio are like, yo, man, we actually want to help you push this.
Mm.
So we drop Global Warming.
Sure. With the Leopard Skin.
Yeah.
Leopard Skin, Leopard Skin. I remember Leopard Skin.
I remember something to talk about. My first introduction of the joint. Dude, Wafika Lapana came through with like a crowd. You came through with the crowd. Know what I mean? Your performance was hella crazy. And like, straight off the Lomchita, he murked it.
Mm, mm.
He left. with the crowd. He left it empty, dog.
Yeah.
Now we're out there like, how is this a performer band? It's in
about. Yeah, shit. Yeah.
That was the first. That was the very first song.
That was the first single from the first tape.
Yeah.
Leopard Print.
Yeah.
Yange Kumbole.
Yeah. Won four awards at the original materials. Yeah.
What are those awards? Do you still remember those awards?
Yeah, it was best newcomer, best single, best video, best mixtape.
Hey, what?
It was legendary.
One single.
One.
Legendary.
This nigga. One single. Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, Doug, that's dope, right?
Showcase.
Okay, so global warming, what's next?
What
comes after that?
Okay, global warming, we get the, like, attention locally. Yeah. And also, C Live was still at a major commercial radio station.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He bumps Leopard Skin twice.
Mm.
So now we get national attention. So a major, I remember, was actually under a desk in the Western Cape, fitting a computer lab.
Yeah.
And then a major label calls. They're like, yo, man, we want to work on an album.
Mm.
So we record Take a Minute.
Yeah.
And we drop Take a Minute.
Mm. Sure.
Sells out of stores nationally. All the stock that was released initially got sold out on the first day.
This is under a major now?
This is under a major now.
Okay.
So, plot twist is...
Who are you rolling with that time, if you don't mind me asking?
I was still with DM Media and Gallo Records.
Sure.
That's where we dropped Take a Minute.
And
it was heavy because now there was like... the likes of Sfiso Ncwane, and Zagwe, so things are on and popping.
Yeah.
But now the agreement between us and the major was one-sided. Everybody was bringing everything to the table. So we all agreed to part ways.
Sure.
And then they pulled the album off the shelves.
Who wasn't bringing to the table?
The major, basically.
The major.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now, album pulled off the shelves. Now, it sends me straight to the bottom.
Fuck.
Because now there's no budget, there's no plan, there's just product. Yeah. So that sees me out for 2 years.
Shit.
Because this was 2014.
Fuck.
But in 2015, I dropped Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Mm. The only thing I dropped in that year.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I had no idea it was actually a 2 year motherfucking period, bro.
Because of Coast to Coast and Awe. In two years, I only dropped two songs.
Oh shit, yeah. Okay, that was clever. You kept relevance.
That's quality though, dog. Mm, like, you didn't have to be always in people's faces.
You
know, like, quality, dog. Yeah, well, you didn't have to be like dropping every year, you know, those 2 years. I think those two songs, like, it did enough, bro.
Yeah, it did.
So 2014, 2015 you drop.
So now the album drops late 2014.
Yeah.
Fallout is early 2015.
Shit.
End of 2015, we drop Awe.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we drop Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
End of 2016, we drop Awe.
Okay.
Yes.
And then towards the end of the year, I posted on Facebook, Uguti, January 16, I'm dropping a project.
Sure.
And at that time, I didn't have a single track.
Yeah.
Mm. November, I have 1 month. So,
wait. Hold on.
Yo.
In November, you announced you're dropping.
In January. And I had
Even have a single track.
Yeah. I just found myself again. Uguti, okay, sharp. Things happened. Cool, I manage. You're gonna have to go out and get it.
All right.
So he dropped the statement, and everybody goes wild. Yo, sharp, we waiting, we ready. So I speak to Lasty Vetsu. Please, dog, you need to help me out in this one. I need us to work on a project to drop in January.
Sure.
So Lasty's like, sharp. But then there's like 2 weeks still listening to Lutz, so it's like PlayStation.
Yeah, in the studio. Yeah, you know, that's what happens. Like, you know,
It's like mid-December now.
I call Lutz.
And then we start hustling.
But that's the pressure though, dog.
That's the pressure.
Mm. Yeah.
So we make the music. Like Fetu, we were in and out of studio with December. You can even ask the people featured on the project. They came through in December. Except for one song, Stay Woke with Stogie.
Because when I asked Stogie
for a feature, he said, only if we do it right now.
So you did it on the spot?
On the spot.
Hey, bruh.
Yo.
Akuzwakali kodwa.
Yo.
Akuzwakali kodwa. Shout out to Utumi Fetsu for a verse. Kodwa dog, akuzwakali Fetsu. And the verse is crazy, dog.
So we only had Stay Woke, basically.
Sure.
That was like the only.
Yeah, but nah, yo. It wasn't regarded as part of this project. It was just a song we had did. Like, I had seen an opportunity. I threw a shot. And Utumi was like, sharp, let's get it. So we do it. And then the song sits on ice for months. Until the December period. Then we start working on the music. We did Where the Bread At. We did Rock Bottom, The Sure. Sky.
Oh, yeah, Where the Bread At. Yeah.
Where the Bread At.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then all, like, recording went on all the way up to the 15th of January.
Yeah.
Project supposed to drop class 16.
Class 16.
I exceni class 16 and funny drop on 9 exceni. So we link up with the gents 6:30. We listen. Everybody's like, ah, it's the one. I'm like, yeah, but we're missing something.
Yeah.
Then Tribal is right here, and we had a draft of I'm So Ghetto.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait, so can we get Kenneth? So funelu Kenneth. Kenneth was in London.
Sure.
So Kenneth pulls through with his little MIDI controller.
Yeah.
And then he just starts punching the shit.
Yeah.
We pull me beat it, I'm So Ghetto.
What?
And then we lace I'm So Ghetto.
So the hook on Jabuti, the draft, the hook was like already there, sort of.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was just loosely there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had it for a few weeks.
You had the hook for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you spit the hook for us?
I'm So Ghetto, coolie swing with spy too.
Yeah.
Mula papa with no place to run to.
Yeah.
Umtogo and Nestor too.
Yeah.
Between the cheese and the pen is what it came to.
Yeah. All right. So you had that shit sitting on ice?
Yeah, it was sitting on ice for a few weeks whilst working on Rock Bottom.
Did you know then, if it's Ugutsi, when he need record that, I'm So Ghetto, when you guys had it, that it was something special? Or you realize that clapping, maybe Sandy KP, look, yo, Brian, we're actually sleeping on some shit.
I think we knew it would like touch the hood because it speaks directly to the hood. Got a Sasna Boning, Gutsi Ingalen Lele Yon.
Yeah.
Until the project was out.
Yeah.
We knew it was a good song.
Yeah.
But we didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
So my Puma. A project, I went back to Ali by singlish it out, you know. It's like, because on, like, what I did to create hype for the projects, on the 13th of January, it's like, keep you where the bread at, no maraza.
Yeah.
No last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's my single.
Sure.
So everybody's like, peace. But everybody forgot that I said, in 3 days, the project.
Yeah.
So when the day hits, you're just like, guys, do you remember that I'm dropping a project today?
Yeah.
And everybody's going crazy off where the bread at.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, the anticipation is mad. Because the numbers, when we were looking at the downloads, we had like 280-something thousand downloads. Yeah, where the bread at.
That's crazy.
And over these three days.
That's fucking crazy.
So, we work on an average 100K a day.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy, dog.
So, when we drop the project, out the park.
Issue. That's some legendary shit.
Like, it was crazy. And Nalapo, there was no budget.
Yeah.
Nothing. All we had was the product.
Yeah.
But now, because we had reached rock bottom.
Yeah.
Now the push was stronger. Since Boni is into Sasngai Boni, Kikatik Floppy album.
Yeah.
Ever.
No budget, my nigga.
No budget. No budget.
They think no budget.
No budget.
Nah, that's
bedroom
what's up.
Studio, I'm So Ghetto, so I record a little Pesgom bed. Literally Pesgom bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but or coast to coast, as by record the garage.
Yeah.
Not some fancy state of the art.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
So like peace, bro, like, so basically if it's, you know, you've been bragatus fucking spani, dog. You've been putting in work, bro. So you say that basically you are saying you're agreeing with me, which having a good work ethic does count today, you know?
Like, there's no other way. You can have all the money in the world and it won't work out.
Yeah.
It won't work out.
Mm. Because, bro, you did this, like, from the ground up. Mm. You did it from the ground up. No handouts, dog. Yeah, bro?
Sure.
Because, Abanye love will probably think, maybe, you know, there's an opportunity somewhere. I want your best chiller the story, dog. He really did it. Like, so the word decade does fucking count.
It does. So, like, no matter resources are available.
Mm. Sure.
Like, the resources need to meet the works at some point for it to work.
Yeah.
I'm sure Nani Nyabaz, Abantabaningi that have all the budget, but nothing pops off.
Yeah. Because you need the work.
You have to. Ngishongafia gets manj, but now 3 meters.
Yeah.
Let's do something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I was with a pants 3 minutes to his like, you still need to hustle. Actually, you might have to hustle harder than Long Analut with the guap, because now you have the resources to put the plans in place, and the plans require for you to work.
Yeah.
So, my brother, from working Gomaspala, shout out to the municipality. go IT and pushing, because Vela, like, I've always seen you, you've been pushing the business side of things before things got hectic for you when it comes to the music side, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you were pushing there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, pushing hardcore, Mchita. Joe's cousin says, okay, cool, here it goes, Yabo.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you start recording Global Warming, right?
Sure.
Okay, he's in those ends again. You drop.
Take a minute.
Yeah.
Right? And then from I'm So Ghetto, right?
Yeah.
From there, where do you go from there? Because I'm trying to track you right now. I'm trying to track you. Like, from I'm So Ghetto, do you get backing? Do you get funding? From the positive feedback. I feel it's getting this positive feedback, right?
Yeah.
So now are people jumping on the train now?
I received a few calls.
Mm.
One of those was a management call. So we take up the management now to escalate.
Yeah.
Push, but things don't work out. Because, like, some things just don't add up, you know, and some agreements have fallouts. So we have this fallout, but it happens during a time where Ipampa is picking up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, because when I'm So Ghetto was released commercially for radio and like iTunes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Around October, November. And then Pampa is released around April.
Mm.
So when Pampa picks up, the disagreements have been going on for a while. But nobody knows about them because nobody's all up on social media talking about private business.
Mm. That's dope, though.
Yeah, well, so what happens is there's this thing now. He finally gets the big song. And now he thinks he's better than everyone. But, like, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Even in personal encounters.
Yeah.
Like, you miss one text on WhatsApp and it's like, oh, I'll say, chill.
Yeah.
It goes on like that. So, but then that's what happens. And now Bumper introduces me to a whole new world.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. It started off a freestyle. So there was no plan for it. Yeah, well, dropped a young rap on a gum beat. Thing goes viral.
Was it the same song?
No, you can't just jump on there like.
Wait.
No, dog.
Was
that's
it the same song?
Like,
you had to like.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, well, like, what happened, dog?
Nah,
like, we slept on it, and then you come through with like, who's a
Allen?
The raps on the video.
No.
Are different to the song completely.
Wait.
What came first? The lyric or the drum beats?
Nah. I remember the video that he did. You were driving. Yeah. I remember that video, dog.
So that video had the chrome beat on it.
Sure.
Okay. No. This is what happens. C-Live sends me a beat to work on a chrome song.
It's a chrome beat. So C-Live sends you
a chrome beat. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So. Usulive vele kusukele nje bese kuniki I beat egqomo.
Yeah. Usulive, we had a relationship since 2012.
Okay.
So we're always been going back and forth about making a song together.
Yeah.
So now there's this gqomo wave. He likes it, he's interested, he drops a song.
Sure.
No Maraza, I think No Pizza, if I'm not mistaken, and the song is hot. Mm. So he sends me the beat for a remix. And then I call him. I'm like, okay, whenever I'm in Joburg, we can just lace. Singaloku see, like, see Shonela le na le. And then nothing happens. So, ngihlele nale beats. JPK, it's excellent. Beats, yeah, vibe. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngishaye, like, a video rapping on it.
Yeah.
And then we were rolling. PK grabs the camera. He's like, okay, do your thing.
Okay.
So I'm like, I sharp zanga and it's okay. Hey, I pull up with the guy. Show it really a chabula. To shoot on a stand.
Hey,
we're pissed to tell us on land. Do what I can. I'll sing it all down, Peggy. In terms of loves and bees with my man.
So the video that you put, you take it out, you push it on Instagram, ever?
Put it on Insta, put it on WhatsApp, put it everywhere. And then I get a text from Spectacular.
Uspen and FZ, I was about to ask you, but we hustle.
Uspen, but they used to bump Take a Minute back in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I remember when they used to have a show in, was it Metro?
Yeah.
Be bumpy, you choose my kids,
So the relationship starts there. We're going back and forth about making a song for years until Uspir is like, okay, send me this.
Yeah.
And I send him the video, and then he drops it in a group with all the major DJs in the country.
Yeah.
So while everybody's responding in the WhatsApp group, Utira takes the video and posts it on his page. And then he tags Pear Naves. We knew each other, but he tags Pear Naves for the hype and the response. He's like, Excel, it's Pear Naves. Who's this guy? We need to make him a star.
Yeah.
So now there's mixed emotions. And then other people are like, he's been grinding. You need to put him on.
So do the bunga mas.
But it was light.
Yeah, I
know when he posted it, it was nothing sinister. It was just, it's like
supporting art.
Yeah, and I know Wootsie, there's certain captions that will get more attention to the content.
Yeah.
But I want to get by understand it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to post it just so the people can link you to the story.
Sure.
And then you get more attention to the product.
It
was that type of caption.
Yeah.
So now we've got a whole lot of attention. Sharp, Uspear calls me, he's like, okay, we need to record a song with you.
Yeah.
Sambe Se Afro. Afrotainment Studios, they put on the bumper beat. It literally just played once. And I was like, I think I got something.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, bumper, please be a little coach. Yeah, I get cool. And everybody's like, oh, whoa. Because it was a verse.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it was like, hook. And then he starts chopping it up. He cuts the first 4/8. Which was the bumper pays with Lokuza part, and then it's a hook now.
Yeah.
And then when my verse carries on, that's where my verse starts now in the original song. Chitu
Kabisangeto. Oh my God.
Like, if you're a writer, you can actually hear.
A visionary, dog.
If you're a writer, you can hear it's continuation.
Yeah.
So that's how the song comes about. And then Tipsy comes through, murders her part.
Yeah.
And then it sounds like a smash.
Yeah. Mm.
So we put it out, and it turns out it is a smash.
Yeah.
So now I'm introduced to this whole GOM world. I'm literally on a GOM tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, and I'm a rapper, so now. Yeah.
So now, wait. Now, what content are you like? Okay, you on a Grom tour? Yeah. What are you doing there? Are you only just rapping that one verse, or are you coming with your stuff as well? No, man. What are you doing?
It depends on the event, the venue, and who I'm rolling with. Because like a person like a DJ Tira, because on the day we recorded Ipampa, yeah. So I recorded another song called Umem.
Sure.
So when I'm rolling with DJ Tira, he'll play Umem and Pampa.
Yeah.
And maybe play a beat for me just to mess around with the mic. When I'm rolling with Uspe, because Uspe now knows all my music, he'll play a Choose My Ketel, like I'm So Ghetto. Maybe an Aware and then a Pampa.
Okay. Yeah.
So now I have a little set going on.
Okay. All right.
So it was that type of vibe. And I ended up recording tons and tons of Grom songs until I realized it's okay. I'm slowly losing my identity as a rapper.
Yeah.
And then I met Uschava.
Yeah.
I'm bugging him for a feature, bro. Come on.
In Khalifa.
It's mad. I can't do it. The labels will never allow it.
Yeah.
I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sharp. And he's like, but I fuck with your stuff though.
He wants to do it, but it's
yeah,
just
he's telling he's telling me his favorite lines of my shit. He's like,
yo, weren't you bugged out on some, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Because, I look up to him so much. Like,
sure.
He's just one of the greatest artists.
Sure, sure.
Out there right now.
Yeah.
Months go by. But it's on some, like, we're just sending each other stuff to check you.
What do you think of this?
Until this one day he sends me Ihuke Hello. He's like, yo, what do you think of this? I'm like, yo, it's fire, dog. Like, everything you send me is fire. And this is hella fire. He's like, hey, bro, it's yours. I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, it's yours.
That hook, wait. He gives you the hook. Does he give you the hook and the beat, or he just gives you the...
He gave me a hook on a beat, but it's not this beat.
Yeah. But the hook is the original.
Yeah. So it's like, make a plan, come through, let's record this thing.
Okay.
So Hello has like 4 versions. Because on the other versions, it was said that I rap too much. Mm. Yeah, well, and the type of song that it is needs to appeal to the masses. Mm.
Shit.
Yeah, well.
So out of the 4, you picking it.
Did you feel that you rap too much?
Out of the four, which one are we listening to right now?
It's the very last one, Pella, because I had to tone down 4 times.
So you had to cut it down.
Shit. Yo! What the dog is lying?
Yeah.
I want to hear the first one now.
Yeah. Can you,
that one was crazy.
You need to post the first one out. Like, we need to hear the first one.
I will, maybe, like, after the video's out and the song, like, has found its
Yeah, you mustn't confuse.
Because people will get confused and will start liking the wrong one.
Yeah.
So now, like, okay, the major signing.
Yeah.
The elephant in the room. In this whole thing now with Hello going on, is Afro there before or after Uschava? Or does Java start working with you because now you're with a major label, Noma?
No, I had Hello since August.
Yeah. Mm.
Last year.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm sitting with Hello just trying to find myself.
Who made the beat, dog?
I'm thinking, okay, so the beat story is there was a beat attached to the hook.
Yeah.
So I asked for the sips and everything.
Sure.
And then I went to Lasty.
Lasty's
like, nah, let's work on it.
Yeah.
And we actually worked on Hello in a hotel room.
Mm. Oh, shit.
It chose. So...
A beast, beast.
Again, not in a studio. In a hotel room.
In a hotel room.
Yeah.
So Ulasti starts working on the new beat.
Sure.
Yeah, but with the new raps and the hook.
Yeah.
Sharp song sounds hella dope.
Yeah.
But it's missing something.
Yeah.
So now we call Daryl
Daryl Pina was my guitarist when I used to roll with the live band. So Daryl laces the guitar that you hear in it, and then it's perfect.
Yeah.
But now we're in talks with the Afro.
Mm. Yeah.
Mateo, so like, you know, let's work.
Yeah. Mm.
Who approached who then?
It was just something
that relationship
that
built.
Yeah, through the relationship, because we've gone even across borders together.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's organic, bro.
Natural. It happened naturally, basically. Yeah.
So, it wasn't something that I was tricky for me because I had the experience before I officially joined the family.
Yeah.
So, but DJ Tira still had that thing, Uti. Finally, we are born and now it is popping off for you.
Yeah.
You're like, you're making a living, you're on the road, you're busy.
Sure.
So, and...
Which is fair.
And we're shy, maybe let's focus a bit more on that.
Yeah.
I was like, no, but I can convince you otherwise.
He's
I doubt it, but try. So I'm like, okay, give me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I head back to Joburg. Now, to put the final touches on Ihelo.
Yeah.
And at that time, he couldn't understand, Uzi. Like, why can't you do it here? But with that song, I could only trust to last.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, so, like, I'm just going to have to go do it and come back with it.
Yeah.
And then when I came back with it, DJ Tiro was like, when are we dropping this?
Sure.
Like, dog.
And you already signed now. You already signed.
No, Pelang, if you remember correctly...
Hello drop first.
No.
Oh.
It was just days apart.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What came first?
Well, like the talks and the agreement came first.
And then you were signed already and then you dropped.
Yeah, like a few days or a week later.
Mm.
Then you dropped. Yeah. Cause like hey, signee, and then hey. Because nobody actually noticed that Ankipanga Lutso last year.
Yeah.
I was literally riding off Ipampa.
Yeah.
Mm. Ipampa and the hype, obviously, of the Chrome videos.
Yeah.
I'm so ghetto.
I'm so ghetto, I dropped the previous year.
I'm sure you still perform it today.
Yo,
That's what I mean. So it did the job. Showcase.
So now you haven't dropped anything under Afro, like in terms of like an album.
No,
nothing.
I've literally just dropped Ihelo and turned a month old.
So now tell us and the viewers out there. Working under Afro and working independent, the differences. Like, are you seeing differences?
Yeah, they are. It's
and what are they?
It's obviously a lot easier to work with a support system.
Yeah.
Especially if it's already established.
Mm.
Yeah, well, because now, like, when you drop the music, it's a matter of, okay, so when can we shoot the video? What's the budget? As opposed to accessory tata pimali video. So but in terms of the work, DJ Tiro will still just leave you at it.
I'd say,
okay, do your thing. Just holler when you need something. He's not gonna be like, okay, manje, sing funa wenzi ngome kanje. Sing funa wenzi. Even the album is like, you tell me what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They give you like he's giving you creative control, bruh. Because I'm sure that's what even some other people want to know is like how the dynamics work. You know, like because you're like, okay, you and Duncan are like the only rappers there.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Bruh. Because how does it work? Are they embracing Vele? I'm sure Vele, they are embracing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Good credit,
like, the support is full on, regardless.
Yeah.
Duncan was actually shooting his music video yesterday.
Sure.
It's doing well, bro. Great turnaround time from a drop to the video.
Yeah.
It's not a space where finally, like, uzube frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, you get the support you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. So it's a cool place. It's a cool space to be. Like the vibe, we feed off energies. You're working with artists that are established, artists that are fully booked for like months after months after months, every weekend in Bonana on Sunday or Monday, because everybody's just out there working. When you say Mozambique, when you say Zimbabwe,
Cape Town.
Like, bro, like, oh, so now obviously you're flying around, you're signed and everything. How are the people around you? Have they changed since you are an Afro signee? Anybody changing? Anybody switching up on you?
I mean, I still roll with the same people.
With the same people.
From the jump. It's just we've got obviously new friends.
Yeah.
We've got new family. Yeah. But everybody's incorporated in the journey.
Yeah.
You still have the same partner you had?
Bro, regular guy.
No, but so
I came through with Louis.
Shout out to Louis, by the way. Most managing manager here. And the fam, dog.
How's the support like from the fam been, bro? You know,
you're a father.
Too much.
Yeah, you're too much.
It's crazy.
Sure.
Like my father is heavily into music. Heavily into my music.
Yeah.
Olete, as much as she might not understand it, but she supports. Obviously, my siblings just full support.
Yeah.
So it's a great space.
Sure.
My number one fan is my son. He's spitting bar for bar. Yes.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh shit.
It's coming together, bro.
Yeah.
Ah, that's dope, bro. Hey, yo, dog. Hey, peace, bro.
What's up?
You've come a long way, my nigga.
And
it's so good seeing umuntu that's really close to you, you know, coming up so well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ngobusho peace, bro. You're keeping it real for like even Utsu, you gave us time.
Yeah.
To sit down with you, you know what I'm saying? Because Hello is doing hella rounds out there, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
When's the album dropping, dog?
Yeah, when is the album dropping?
When an album, dog.
I was planning around September.
Yeah.
2019.
Sorry to put you under pressure.
2019. September. Yo, Nez or first? Nez. 2019 September, you're dropping.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We got a name title? Nothing yet? Yeah.
Nah. But I got a whole lot of songs, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you already got something loaded.
Always strapped.
Always strapped.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
That's dope, bro.
Let's get it.
You are our first rapper.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking the rapper virginity here, you know what I'm saying? We would like a 16, 21, 32... 101. Whatever. Whatever you can give us, man, for the fans out there, you know, because they've tuned in so far and they're both fans. Give us something from the new. Anything. Okay. And draw also. Since, yo, I'm surrounded by rappers. I'm surrounded. So you're going to kick Papa. Will the people hear the beat? Okay. All right. The Blunt Show episode 3. Shout out to you, the most man.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. The Blunt Show episode. The Blunt Show episode 3. What it is? The Blunt Show episode 3. The Blunt Show. Yo, guys, like. The Blunt Show episode 3. The Blunt Show episode 3. Blunt Show episode 3, the Blunt Show, yo. First things first, I trust nobody, that's the curse. When I die, my spirit will drive the fucking hearse. Yo, the Blunt Show episode 3, I'm never ever too busy for a fucking verse. I'm fresh out the expo, girl loving me like EXO. I'm rapping too long like where the vets go. Trying to move something from here to Malawi. Got umchita wang again, really thinking I'm Styles P. Rapping English, representing Abantu. We the real soul carriers, the others they try to. Just looking at the melon inside you. Black is everywhere, ancestors can to find you. Yo, I'm looking at the future, feeling nervous. Yo, it's in the details, not the purchase. Yo, I sort of see things, what's the verdict? It's easy, drop albums, but it's hard to make a purchase. The Blunt Show, episode 3. The Blunt Show, episode 3.
What is it?
Yo, The Blunt Show, episode 3. HC, Abu Hamza, and fucking Beast. Yo, The Us Show, episode 3. The Blunt Show, episode 3.
What it is,
yo, The Blunt Show, episode 3. Everything really was a dream.
Can't just keep on a life in Vele Vele. Everybody has that one guy. Shale Bele said.
Hey.
Okay. Zeka togubu manga sigo loki lokia. Umasek hamba krenda gasa bono njenge
nokia.
Zisha pima tala begu weno komba kala. Manju mlo musu ya vala ngo be out si sinok shine. Zolo loku mengit nangang teli spani. Watin funu kufagwa njalu suwa nkambuke sui kati. Kulegin toni smart. Kulegin toni bold. Cool with destruction boys but I'm not queuing for the gold. Kuma kelo anup tomu kwele fi ikandel cool. Ile ntlobe nga veli funu mtlaba gu DJ pool. Hated and I listened. Now I'm on my missions. Now he trying to kick it cause I'm touring like the Pistons. Hey. King and I got bone. Yazinga tabuga njenge chacha ya my iPhone.
So episode 3, Blunt Show episode 3.
What it is though?
The Blunt Show episode 3. Everything really was a dream.
What it is though?
Hey, the Blunt Show episode 3. Please help us out with the streams.
What it is though?
The Blunt Show episode 3. ACL, Abu Hamza, and B.
Don't get it twisted. The Blunt Show. What up?
What up? Shout out, yo. Thanks, guys. We out.
Thanks, guys. I fucked up that verse so much. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's so dark. The Blunt Show. The Blunt Show, episode 3. The Blunt Show.
What's the mix of it?